are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So let's take a rewind to the beginning, right? And no. We're not speaking about the dinosaurs or the invention of pizza. I know that there are people that love pizza, you know. But to that moment in the Garden of Eden, right? The concept of the original sin has been the cause of many debates, countless sermons, and maybe even a few existential, yes, crises, right? What really happened when Adam and Eve took that infamous bite, or they partake of the, we don't know what they ate, but we don't know what they did. But and how does that one decision, you know, still affect us today? So let's dig into the roots of the original sin and see why it matters. We're joined on the line by Brother Dumisani Moyo, who's going to be helping us with this one. Good morning, Brother Dumisani. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I am good. Long time. Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you very much for having me. It has been quite a while, but I hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing good.
I am good. I still can't get over the fact that you sound like Marvin Makichi. I still can't.
I knew you were going to bring up Marvin. I'm just like, yeah, she's going to think she's talking to Marvin. Yeah.
Yes, like I can't. And I try, you know, I just every time I see that I'm speaking to you, I try to say, you're not speaking to Marvin. You are not speaking to Marvin. But yeah, your voice is your
very similar. I'm telling you, one of these days, if we end up on the same program with Marvin, people are going to think it's him talking to himself.
Right. I think you two should have a show together. I'll tell him. I'll even send him your
number.
Indeed. So if you can please, you know, offer a word of prayer for us before we start our conversation.
All right, let us pray. Our kind and loving Father in heaven, we thank you so much for the time that you have given us, the ability to be able to discuss your word and being able to even come into your presence at all. So Lord, as we get into this discussion on sin and the redemption from it and how it is that it affects us and how you still save us from, we ask, Lord, that you would be with us. Give us your Holy Spirit that we may be able to discern right from wrong. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. So let's get into it, you know, Brother Dumisani. What exactly is the original sin? Do we even have the original sin, or, you know, and how does it differ from all the other types of sin that we have seen following in the Bible and also those that are happening currently in our day-to-day life?
So, you know, it's very interesting because of how you said it right at the beginning when you were introducing the original sin. Because what we don't want to do is have if we have the wrong definition for it, for what the original sin is, then we can end up saying, okay, does it really affect me? Is this something that still stands? But I should also say this before we get into it, okay, that even within churches that are within the same church, you can actually have people who have different understandings of what original sin is. So let's be careful to make sure that we understand where we're coming from.
Yes.
Original sin, what we would look at as the original sin, everyone agrees that the original sin is that which happened first in the Garden of Eden. I like how you said it. We don't know what they bit, but we know that they bit a fruit and it was forbidden.
Yeah.
Some people have decided that it's an apple,
yes,
but that's not what it says in the Bible. So remember, we base on everything that we believe straight on the Bible. So we know that God had given them the command, don't eat of the serpent, said, you can and you will become like gods. And they disobeyed God. And that was the sin that then affected not only human beings, but also the world as a whole, because even the ground was cursed. The earth it now started to bear up thorns and thistles because of this original sin. But then when you look at it from nowadays, a lot of people now started to take it to mean, and I'm saying a lot of people, I'm not saying this is what the Bible says, a lot of people took it to mean then that this is the sin which basically, no matter how many times you are forgiven, no matter how many times you come to you come to Christ to confess, no matter what, as long as you are human, then you are a sinner. And that is what a lot of people now start saying. Original sin. there is they start to separate and say that there are sins you can be forgiven for, but sin, but the original sin is basically the sin that just comes from the fact that you are a human being. But this is not what the Bible tells us.
Okay.
because others would get to the point of saying that no, you this okay. So some would say as soon as you're born into the world. That means as soon as you're born, you're a sinner. That's it.
Yes.
Yeah, what, whichever way you look at it, which is why now some would even say that if a baby is born and then that baby unfortunately passes away without really at a very young age, some would say that, oh, that's the reason how come you have children being baptized. But then it comes from the point of saying that, oh, no, there's the original sin. They have to be forgiven for the fact that they are human. But this is not what the original sin is, because okay. then that would condemn all of us. However, yeah. what is it that the original sin really is then? Mm. I guess then that begs the question, what consequence did the sin of Adam and Eve mm-hmm. bring to us in our day? Mm. When you look at it, when you go to 1 Corinthians, I believe it's 15, it actually does say that the through one man, sin came into the world, but also through one man, we are saved, and that is through Christ. Mm. But the idea that comes in, what is it that the original sin brought into our human nature? It
yeah.
brings in the bend, or can I say it brings in that leaning towards sin. We originally, when humans were created, when Adam and Eve were created, their inclination was to go with what the Word of God says. That was their original inclination. But because sin has entered in, what it does do is when we talk about human nature, we're talking about that bend towards sin. We already have, if I was to put it as, a ruler. A ruler, or what else do we call those? A meter-long ruler. If you mm-hmm. have one of those ones, it's straight.
Yes.
So when we say a bend, it's bending towards a certain side. And that's what sin came into the human family. When it came into the human family, now we have this bend towards sin. The fact that we're born human okay. is not a sin. No,
right.
that's not what the sin is. But what it does do is it has this, we have a bend towards sin. We now have this inclination towards sin. Although Christ, God did say that now I will put enmity between you and the serpent, to then say that there is still hope for us, to say that, yes, even though we have this bend, we still have a choice, if I may put it that way.
Hmm. Okay. So how do you, it's a lot. So how do you
it's
think, you know, of the story of Adam and Eve, you know, influences our understanding of human nature today? And also when it comes to Adam and Eve, there's a whole debate also in terms
yeah.
of who sinned first, you know, not even go to the feminine, and then others saying yeah. no, it's the men, others
yeah,
saying no, it's Eve, you know. But looking at, you know, their story, how does it help us or influence the way in which you understand human nature today?
That's actually a very good one, because if we understand and some people would say that, but why does it matter? It really matters, because if we get the wrong if we diagnose the wrong disease, we will not get the right medicine for it.
Mm.
So the idea that comes forward is this. The idea of how Adam and Eve sinned and how that affects us today. If I believe, for example, that it was my parents who sinned, there's nothing I can do about it. I can only try to avoid, but then at the end of the day, I'm a sinner already, so I might as well just go ahead sinning.
Mm.
But then when you look at it from how the Bible puts it, realizing that there is such a thing as, which I think we'll discuss as we go on through the week, we'll
yeah.
get into it much more depth. But when we recognize that sin has a solution in that we are redeemed from sin. Not to say that we're just somehow relieved from it, but really we are redeemed from. And not just that we are hiding from sin, no, but we are redeemed from sin through the blood of Jesus Christ. then what ends up coming out is that our idea of, when you look at the story of Adam and Eve, what it really does show us
mm-hmm.
is the idea of choice.
Okay.
Do we still have a choice in the matter? Mm-hmm. Do we still have a choice of whether, and this is very helpful for those who, like me, have gone through problems of certain addictions. You need to get to a point of being able to understand, do I have a savior for for my sins? Do I have someone who is able to rescue me from this body of death? And the Bible tells us, yes, we do. How does it influence us? If we only believe that, well, just the fact that I'm human, I won't be able to overcome. We're not even going to go to the savior for our saving. But if we do believe that, no, sin is an intruder in this whole purpose, and the purpose for God was to say, yes, you are human, but then Christ was tempted in all points. Remember, temptation is not sin. But then Christ was tempted in all points, yet found without sin, which also means then we can be able to overcome. Now, am I saying that makes it easy? That's the reason why we have to go through entire discussions throughout the rest of the week, because this cannot be explained in one go.
Yeah.
All
right. So looking at, you know, we already see, you know, some of the consequences, or we saw when we're studying the Bible, we saw the consequences of the sin that took place, you know, in the Garden of Eden. But then looking at today's day, the way of living, the way things are today, you know, how do you see that, you know, as a consequence of the original sin, you know, or the consequence of the original sin playing out into today's state? Everything that's happening today, should we blame it on the original sin, saying that if these two didn't do this, you know, we wouldn't be where we are? Or it's a matter of it was bound to happen anyway?
And that's a very difficult one, yeah, because we... there's that idea of there's this idea that is it really my fault at the end of the day?
Yeah.
Do I have responsibility in all of this? So let's put it like this. And this is what the Bible says. Did our parents, Adam and Eve, did they sin? Yes, they did. Does it have effects on us today? Definitely. I mean, you look all around, there's as the Bible and God didn't hide it from us right from the beginning. He said, if you do eat of this, there will be death. And these things will, there will be consequences, and there will be changes in what has happened. And that's how come you see straight after they had sinned, the first thing was hiding from God. And that even affects us today. When we do something wrong, what do we want to do first? We don't want to go to God. We want to hide from him. But we maybe want to make excuses. We start blaming each other. We start murder. There's death. There's all these things that have come in through. But then we can easily just say, well, that's their fault. But then remember, God has given each one of us the responsibility of saying, okay, yes, but then, and notice when Adam and Eve had to stand up in front of God, they didn't, he didn't ask them as a collective. He asked them one by one. And it will be the case for each one of us as well. We're not going to be able to say, yeah, but but Adam and Eve.
Sure.
No, they had their, it's going to be one-on-one with God to be able to say, yeah, but then your story, you still have a choice. And I even say that today. Today, we still have a choice. What will we do with Jesus?
Yeah.
Same question that we all have.
Sure. Yeah. No, they were not asked as a collective. I think I like that one. I like that one. Because sometimes we think this thing is a group work. You know, it's not group work.
Salvation is not group work.
It's not group work. It's not group work, you know. So... looking at, you know, we're living in a great controversy, we're dealing with good and evil, sometimes we get confused ourselves or in terms of what's going on, you know. So how does now the concept of the original sin, you know, shape our view of good and evil in the world? Does it even shape our thing, or we just, yeah, you know, there's some people that are just living for the sake of, but anyway, you know, how does it shape our view in terms of, you know, the good and the evil that we are facing in the world?
Yeah, so it, one of the beautiful things that the Bible does show us is what the actual problem is and how there is a solution to it. So how does the original sin shape our idea of sin? Our idea of the original sin gives us the idea of, oh, this is where all the, this is why good thing, this is why bad things happened in a perfectly made world. It was because sin came through. But then when you look at it from that perspective, it's also, we're also given the hope that there is a way to overcome. And there's not this thing of original sin means that you're condemned for the rest of your life. No, that's not what it means. And so the idea of good and evil and our understanding of actually helps us to understand what the solution would be. Because a lot of the time we like to focus on what sin is, but then the only reason why we should even focus on that is so that we may know how good God is to save us from the sinfulness of sin.
Yeah. So as we near the end of this one, it's quite, it's going to be quite a very interesting week because of sin. We're talking about all things sin. I remember, I don't know, you know, maybe I'm, well, I'm sinning anyway, but
maybe. Because, okay, one of the things that shows up, especially, is if you realize, if you realize what the original sin is, and when you define it exactly as it is, then you also start to realize, then how is it that Christ came into the world? Did he come into the world with some kind of exception, or did he come as we are and then overcame the same way that we can be able to overcome? So that's one of the main things that comes up from the idea of original sin, and how we understand it. So of course, throughout the week, we'll be able to discuss it. But then we, we can't discuss it all in one day. That's for sure.
So, and you know, why I was laughing is because, like, you know, this whole week, we're speaking about all things sin. Last week, Friday, on Bible Perspective, I was speaking about sin, and I'm like, I don't know, you know, what God is trying to tell me. Maybe I must repent.
You're not alone, sister. It's all of us. All of us have the, all of us have our weakness.
You know, because I saw the topic, and I'm like, but I just spoke about sin on Friday for a whole 1 hour 30 minutes. You know, on Friday, and now I'm speaking about sin again. You know, and I'm like, guys.
Maybe there's something God is really maybe
you know. But anyway, as we wrap up this one, you know, looking at faith and forgiveness, you know, how do they, what role do they play when it comes to overcoming, you know, the effects of the original sin? Because some people, I don't know who would have that gripe, hey? Some people might have a gripe, you know, with Adam and Eve saying, if it was not the two of you, you know, some people would might have. But, you
someone
know.
Someone would have done it.
You know, someone else would have done it, you know. So, but looking at issues of faith and forgiveness, you know, how does it play a role when we're dealing with the issues of, you know, the original sin?
Yeah, I want to
So the idea would come forward like this. If we look at the idea of sin and the original sin and forgiveness, we really have to think of it from this perspective. On Friday, I think we're also going to discuss about being able to forgive ourselves as well. But then for today, I would put it like this, because I'd want to go into depth really well on Friday, and so I hope that we'll be listening in on Friday as well. But when it comes to the idea of forgiveness and how that goes with the original sin, what we do know is that God is able to save to unforgivable when it comes to God. Even if you talk about the original sin, or whether you talk about yes, Adam and Eve sinned, but then remember that even they look at one of the things that actually comes up when we think of redemption. We know that that's the first Adam, that is Adam himself, will meet up with the second Adam, that is Christ, and they will be able to embrace once more. So the idea is it something that can be overcome? Definitely. But not something that we should say, oh, okay, no, it doesn't, it has no consequence whatsoever. We are living in the consequences, but there is the ability to overcome.
Yeah. Brother Jimson, thank you so much. It's going to be a quite and very interesting week as we speak about all things sin, and I promise I'm not over sinning. So I'm going to ask that. Can you please offer a word of prayer and also pray, you know, for those who have not understand, you know, or have not heard the issues of redemption, of repentance, you know, and forgiveness, so that, you know what, they may not think it's all and done with them, you know. So if you can just offer a word of prayer.
All right, let us pray. Our kind and loving Father in heaven, we thank you so much for your grace, your forgiveness, but also the fact that we may be able to understand, not just so that we can focus on sin, but rather that we may understand that there is forgiveness for all. Father, we know that there are some who maybe feel like, but I've gone too far. I can't be forgiven for what I have done. And we run. Lord, you show us even now through the lessons that you teach and through your Spirit, Lord, that we are, we can be forgiven if only we ask, as 1 John, as you say in your word, in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. And for those who are falling under temptation, to the choice that indeed is there, that you say that you do not give what we are unable to bear, but along with the temptation, you will give a way out. Show us the way out and show us who you are. Deliver us as we call on your name. We thank you. We ask all this according to your will and in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundis, Brother Dumsani, thank you so much. May you have yourself a blessed day.
I'm not ordained. Please don't do that.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming. I received. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.